Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where when I look out my sliding glass doors here, we have a beautiful blue sky with those puffy white clouds, and believe it or not, I'm jealous of my friends who are getting snow today. So let's pop on over. Let's hear what Donna's going to teach us about why we need to be getting, or we need to be selling more to the people we already know. Hey, Don, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So tell us what we're going to learn from you today.
Well, regular listeners know, at this time last month, I was in Italy to speak at a social media conference, and I brought my girlfriend with me, and we spent a few days traveling around the country. And one day we were in Venice, and we were doing some shopping. We found this great shoe outlet that had these bargains on shoes. They're the kind of store that takes in remainders and, you know, last items and so on. And so we were buying shoes like crazy because they were bargains. Anything that we could find that fit, we were buying. And so we had a large quantity of shoes, and the salesperson was great, taking really good care of us. And he said, you know, if you buy one more pair of shoes, you'll reach the threshold, 155 euros, that will enable you to get a rebate on your VAT tax. And we thought about that, and, well, that made sense. Basically, if we got one more pair of shoes, it would functionally be free because of the tax we'd get back. So, of course, we looked around and found another pair of shoes to buy. So he managed to increase the size of the sale by letting us know something that was in our interest. He tapped into our motivation and figured out an incentive that would appeal to us and helped us get the most out of that buying experience. And the same is true for you and your buyers. No matter what industry you're in, whether you're B2B or B2C, there are always reasons people should buy more from you. I'm not talking about why you want them to buy more from you, but why it's in their best interest to buy more, to increase the size of their purchase. And I want to share seven different reasons why it may be in your buyer's best interest to buy more from you. And keep these in mind as you're talking with your buyers, because this can help you increase the size of your sale. Number one, there might be a quantity discount. So if they add another 500 units or another $100, then there's a price break. So let them know at what point they receive discount for ordering larger quantities. Number two, they may get better financing terms. If a larger order, again, in quantity or in dollar value, means better financing in terms of a lower interest rate, better terms, whatever, let them know that, because that may be an incentive for them. Number three, better shipping terms. If they're buying something that involves shipping, again, a larger quantity may result in either priority shipping or cheaper shipping, possibly even free shipping. This is one of the genius strokes behind Amazon.com. If you order enough, you get free shipping. Well, their free shipping policy has resulted in virtually all of their orders being above that threshold. Number four, buying more now gives your buyer the opportunity to beat an upcoming price increase. The fact is, prices go up all the time. So if you know that there is a price increase that is coming, or even is possibly coming, let your buyer know that. So if they buy more now, they can save money over the long run. A few years ago, every airline was hurting because jet fuel prices were sky high, pun fully intended. The one airline that wasn't hurting was Southwest, because they bought a lot of jet fuel back when it was cheaper. They stocked up, and when the prices rose, they were still getting jet fuel at a much lower cost. So buying more enabled them to beat the price increase in the marketplace for jet fuel, which allowed them to keep their prices lower than their competitors and allow them to steal more business away from their competitors. Number five, buying more enables your buyer to to safeguard against an upcoming production shortage. There are all kinds of reasons a production shortage can happen. A labor strike, a resource shortage, political issues, instability. There are all kinds of things that can disrupt production. Warn your buyer when those things might be on the horizon. Odds are you have some idea when those issues are brewing. They may not necessarily happen, but they're a possibility. Let your buyer know about that possibility. Give them the option of buying more. Now, they may decide not to, and that's okay. But here's the thing. If they don't buy more because they weren't warned ahead of time about possible production shortages, and then those shortages do in fact occur, now your buyer's angry at you. Whereas if you warn them ahead of time, then they've got no one to be angry at but themselves. So keep in mind that when you fail to warn your buyers about things like production shortages, you are doing them a disservice. And that goes to number six as well. Buying more may avoid an upcoming transportation trouble. Strikes occur all over the world in all different aspects of transportation, from port workers to railway workers to airplane or airport workers. All kinds of things can disrupt transportation. So the production might be just fine. Everything in your company is great. But the transportation in whatever country you're working in may create problems. Again, if you know that these things could happen, and odds are you get some advance warning, let your buyer know that. Again, it gives them the option of buying more to avoid that disruption in their supply line. And then number seven, it's very simple. So they don't run out. After all, when does your copy machine run out of toner? Right in the middle of your biggest, most important copy job. Whatever you need, you don't want to run out of it. So talk to your buyer, find out what kinds of needs they have. If they're going to be growing rapidly, they might need a lot more of what you sell than normal. They might need to buy more sooner. Running out could be the worst possible thing for them, so it's good to have backup supply on hand. So there are seven reasons why people should buy more from you. A quantity discount, better financing terms, better shipping terms, to beat an upcoming price increase, to safeguard against an upcoming production shortage, to avoid upcoming transportation trouble, and so they won't run out. Keep these seven things in mind. Figure out which of these seven may possibly apply to your buyer and let them know what those things are. That gives them an incentive to buy more, which means you sell more.
Well, Don, you've done it again. You've definitely helped us shift our thinking and just kind of open our eyes to additional avenues of how we can be serving our clients through sales. And I think a lot of times there's still quite a bit of limiting belief around the whole sales thing. So people's minds kind of start shutting down versus expanding and seeing how they can be of service, which actually serves all parties involved.
Absolutely. Sales is service. Service is sales. And what you said is absolutely correct. We bring our own beliefs and biases into this. And we think, well, I wouldn't want to buy more, therefore my client wouldn't want to buy more. Well, you don't know that. Your priorities, your history is not the same as theirs. If you've ever run out of something that you critically needed, you know how important that is. But if you've never run out, then you wouldn't think of that.
Very, very good point. Pulling ourselves out of the situation, being more detached, is definitely something we all could learn more from. Thank you so much, Don.
You're welcome, Michelle.